Blog Talk Radio.
One of the biggest reasons why disabled people don't have freedom in this country and are not allowed to have live their lives in a better way is because the government controls us. I mean, just think about it. Laws that have no enforcement, things, basic, simple things that we have to fight for and argue for months and years, no assurance of accessibility, no protection when you're denied a sight dog or a service dog, and the list goes on. The horror of the nursing homes that take away all your resources. All of these things are controlled by the government against us. And that's why we don't have an opportunity to live a good life, you know, unless you really learn a way around it. I mean, that's what inner sight is.
Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about tonight is how a person who needs an aid, and this spills over in other areas too, a person who needs an aid has to rely on some agency to pay that. People that you don't even know, that you have no rapport with, you know. At least if you knew them, you're the kind of, you know, I know Harry's not going to let me down, or, you know, it's like some of our friends with inner sight. We know them. We know that they're with us and they're going to help us. They're there for us. Suffolk Bus is one big example. But when you're dealing with these agencies, you don't know these people. You don't know what the hell they're doing with the money that's supposed to be there to help you. You're not allowed to be part of the accounting of that money or see what,
right,
how much they got or how much they didn't get, so on and so forth. So when someone works for you, an aide. Now, the aide is supposed to be working for the disabled person, right? But they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're working for an agency. And therefore, the disabled person or the person who needs them comes second. The agency is first because that's where they get paid. And that makes sense when you think about it. You're gonna stop moaning on the show, please. You're going to pay you. You know, the people who have the money, who are sponsoring, if you want to use that word, the AIDS. They're really sponsoring the AIDS, which means that they control that. They can stop that money. Yeah, you're entitled to a hearing, but that's another thing put upon you. Here you are disabled, trying to deal with that, with medical stuff and all that, and now you got to have a hearing because so-and-so stopped the money for your aid. That's another hardship, another reason why that money should not be controlled by anyone but the people who need it. Now, granted, there are some people who just couldn't handle it. We understand that. We know that. They should have the option of getting people who they trust and know to help them with that, not somebody that some agency gets. You know, they should be able to have someone that they believe is worthy and someone who, and of course, if the agency is going to pick that person out, the disabled person should have the final say and the means as far as possible to evaluate that person. They're going to handle your the usual situation. Most people can do it themselves. You know, just put the money there in a card like they do with the SNAP food stamps. Money is put in there and you use it for the purpose of which intended. That's how it should be. And it should be flexible. You know, you should be able to go back to the agency and say, hey, look, I had to spend an extra few hundred dollars. Therefore, you know, I'm low on funds, you know, and show where you spent it and be able to get the agency to compensate you for that. See, this is why every agency for the blind and disabled should be mandated to raise money to help people. Then you can go to the respective agency that your disability corresponds with and say, hey, I need an extra $1,000. You know, you use it as a fundraiser. I'd be happy to help you. See? If you had that option available to you, you wouldn't have the problems with paying the aid. It wouldn't all be on the government. The government really is stupid. I mean, they're a bunch of brainless idiots, you know, to pay all this money and not bring in a different system that would offset a lot of this spending and eventually let the agencies take the whole thing over, you know, with a built-in safety system, of course. But this is the situation that we face. Control by the government. Control of money that they owe us. Don't forget, they owe us the same thing that everybody else has. All right? It took me 4 years to get a traffic light put up over here that people like me can read. 4 years. They got away with it. Nothing happened to the people who didn't put it up. There's no enforcement. There's no penalty. You know? I told Silo who intervened, I told him, I said, there should be a fine of $1,000 a day. And go to the people who can't read the light. If we had enforcement,
boy, this would be great.
Yeah. So this is what's going on, and this is why people have a lot of problems, and this is why a lot of people, the money is controlled by the government, by the state and or the federal government. And when we come back, I want to talk about that some more, because it's very important. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. And, you know, you can get catering over there, breakfast, lunch, and our deepest condolences to the Baker family who lost their breadwinner and a great, great guy, Brian Baker. Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Stops on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it. Nobody Stops on Long Island, my buddy Gary. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. All right. And check out their website, the ADA celebration next month, 23rd, I believe it is. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. Thank all our listeners. And Tupic Bus Corp, our good friend, thank you so much for your help, and especially with the day from Milton. All right, Able News. You want to run the Able News?
Yeah, no problem.
Here we go, Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a site. Brought to you
we
by Kennedy Realty. Yeah, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners for their help, local here in Islip, New York. Inner Sight. Don't forget, tonight, television, 9:30, Channel 20, local. Local, all the Long Island people who listen to us and all who know us, put us on your Facebook, the show about how the nursing homes don't have to be and what the solution is. Tonight at 9:30, Channel 20. And I hope all our friends have promoted that for us.
Yes.
All right, let's get Lorraine on.
Okay, here she comes. Right,
hello.
Oh, all right, here it goes.
Hello, everyone.
Hello?
Happy summer.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm. How
are you doing? Yeah. I'm doing fine, and you all? Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing well.
That's good.
I
had you in. Okay.
A message for you. Somebody called me and told me that Yellow Rose of Texas passed away.
Yes, she did. Texas
Aww.
Rose.
Oh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So I got a few calls. She was a lady on the chat line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm told she was a very good person. I got a few calls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try on Monday to have a little tribute to her, if we can get some people to call in.
Okay, that'd be good. Yeah, it would be.
On
mm-hmm.
Monday. All right. Inner Sight, and talking tonight about how we are controlled by these agencies, so much so that we can't even pay our aides, the people that,
mm-hmm.
that help us, the people who are supposed to be there for us, and all the problems behind that. Now, I want to ask our engineer, Suzanne, because she has aides. How do you feel about the fact that you can't pay your aides?
Horrible, actually. Sometimes she does extra things for me, and I could give her, you know, a little bit of like a tip,
if they had the money in the card for me, but that's not what happens, you know. It's just a very difficult situation. She listens to the agency, which she has to. If she doesn't, she could be fired. I mean, it's just one big debacle, I would say. It's really horrible, honestly.
She works for you, supposedly, but somebody else can fire her. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't make any damn sense. You see how they treat us?
Yeah.
They treat us the way they wouldn't dare treat anyone else.
That's true.
Think about it.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't get away with it. They only do it to us. You know? It's horrible, man. They treat us the way black people were treated years ago.
That's right.
Think about that.
No, I agree with that. Yeah.
It's very true. You know? They give you, they have this new card now, and it's only good in certain places.
That's true.
You have to go into a certain place where you can be serviced with this new flexi thing, right? Now, didn't they do the same thing to black people years ago? Didn't they say, well, you're not allowed in here, boy. You got to go down to the other side of town or the other store. Or you see what I'm saying?
It's heartbreaking.
Same
actually.
Thing.
That's a good, and it's very heartbreaking.
The same damn thing that they did to our black brothers and sisters. And they're doing it to us now. So until we get together as one voice, it's going to keep happening. That's why we want everybody to get behind our petition, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, because that's one voice, one message. And it's very important. So we have to deal with these things. We got to fight with them. We got to argue with them. We got to threaten them with a lawyer. I mean, think of all the energy you spend just trying to get the basic things that are there for you. See, what makes it worse is, what makes it worse is the money is there for these things. You know, it's not like the money's not there. It's there. It's there to keep a person in their own home, not send them to a nursing home. It's there for the AIDS. It's there for the whole. It's there to get a person a service dog. The money is there. And that makes the situation a hell of a lot worse.
It does.
Because you then you begin to wonder, well, what's going on here? What, they just hate us?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
To me, it's like a hate thing.
It is.
You know, what happened to Michelle Krupa? To me, that was a hate crime, what they did to Milton. For what reason, I don't know. And that's why it was so important for the government to probe into that and find out why that dog was killed, and they didn't do a damn thing along those lines. They wouldn't even let Michelle testify in court. Now, to me, that's hatred.
Oh, yeah.
And they get away with it.
Sadly, yes.
They get away with it because there's no enforcement of this great, supposed to be this great American Disability Act. There's no enforcement. And there's no inclusion.
No.
Of all these things. So, what can we do? We just got to let people know. We got to try to hit the right person, the right note at the right time, and try to get the resources to do something about it. In the meantime, all we can do is let people know.
That's true.
It's our best
sadly,
defense right now.
Yeah.
And that's why we have in a site. And speaking of which, how many listeners we got?
Oh, okay, hold on.
Give us a look. Give us a total.
Yeah, yeah.
820. Yes. Total.
Okay. Ooh, we hit something. Okay, 120,515.
All right, so we're going up.
Yep.
And we're going up because people believe in what we're saying. You know, they believe in it, they think it's good, and they want it. Now, how badly do they want it is another question.
That's true.
You know, you want it bad enough, take the nursing home petition, go out in the damn street and get signatures.
That's what I plan to do.
That's what you got to do. That's what people should do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go to a nursing home? Do something about it. Don't
That's
just
right.
sit there and talk about it. Do something about it. Get people to sign. Get people to donate money. What are we going to do with the money? We're going to expose the nursing home.
That's right.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has any questions that you can't answer, tell them to call in or site.
That's right.
So this is why we're increasing in numbers. Because people
oh, yeah.
see something. People see something in this. People understand. They're beginning to understand that what we're saying is true. That it shouldn't be this way.
That's right.
That we should have the right to run our own lives and be better people and have better things in our lives, better, more comfortable accommodations and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean,
we've got to keep up the fight.
The pressure.
It's got to be
yep.
done. It's got to be done in the right way. It's got to be done with one voice. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. And give your opinion. We'd love to hear your opinion. You know, there are so many aspects. Let's take the medical situation. Now you get a Medicaid card, Medicare card, whatever it is. Now, if you need something, that may be a little different. You got to get approval for that. In other words, the money supposedly is there.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get approval, because if the money wasn't there, you couldn't get approval.
That's right.
So you've got to get approval for certain procedures. Now, if the stupid ass government would listen to us, they wouldn't have these big expenses. Let the agencies for the blind and disabled raise part of the money for a person's medical. Again, they can use it as a fundraiser. That's how it should be. You see, the government is not going to want to do that, and I'll tell you why. Because they're going to lose control of our lives. That's why. They won't be able to control us anymore.
That's
and
true.
That's a big step forward. A person who's disabled, a hypothetical situation, a person who's disabled, who's been going to a medical doctor for years and years and years and getting worse and going downhill and having all these problems from side effects from drugs, that person doesn't have the money to say, hey, I'm not going to this person anymore. I'm going to go to so-and-so who's holistic. The money is there, but it's not there for that.
No, it isn't.
Think about it. Because they want to control us. Because they believe in the EPA and all the crap drugs that that they have. They want us to believe in that. And they make us do it by controlling the money.
Excuse me,
so,
Frank.
That's a horrible thing. What?
I just wanted to say something quickly about that. It's just such a genocide. That's what I'd like to call it, you know, because it, if I had the ability to pay for all the herbs and all the things, they give me that ability on that card, there wouldn't be a problem at all. I would be gaining and doing better in my life.
You still got to make the appointments and change the way you're doing things.
Yeah, I know.
Get that.
Yeah. But it's like they're holding me back from living my life, and I can't stand it anymore. I really can't.
They're holding millions of people back.
Yeah.
You know? Then they tell you they want you to get a job.
Yeah.
When mostly everything is not accessible.
That's true.
You know, and they don't do anything about that.
Yeah, especially the vision stuff. A lot of the vision stuff are, you know, you're only labeling a toilet. That's how bad it is. And people don't realize how bad it is, I think. And I'm going to say it right now. It's horrible. You could label a toilet. You could label another door. You label a toilet. You could label a building. There's so many different things. If you could label that toilet, then... You know what? You have the capability of labeling other things.
The government knows how bad it is.
Yeah.
They want to control us. They know
it.
Yeah. I believe they know it. They know what happened.
My heart says. Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
No, they know that people are denied service dogs without due process. And they know there's millions of places not accessible. They know all this.
Yeah.
And they aren't doing a damn thing about it. They want to leave us under their control. Because that's where the money comes from. And they're using to control us.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us in a certain place. I mean, the bottom line of that is the damn nursing home.
Yeah. It is.
So, this is what we've got to deal with. Anybody else on the line?
Let me check, please. We have Louie. You sensed that man. Yeah, Louie's on the line. Waiting.
Oh, well, I don't know what. Louie was on last night. No, he was on Tuesday night.
Right.
All right. He probably wants to do a promo for...
Yeah,
don't forget tomorrow night, the Funnies. Inner Sight. We'll have a lot of fun here and Goof Off and Sweet Pepper Treat will be here with her musical interlude. Lorraine, will you be with us tomorrow night? Lorraine, you there? All right.
I am.
We lost it.
No, she got, you got it.
Yeah. I know what's going
Lorraine,
on with
my...
Lorraine, you there? Oh. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Will you be able to be with us tomorrow night?
Yes, I will.
All right, because I want to try to get the applause, you know.
Okay.
All right, in a sight, and since Louie's on the line, we'll do an extra promo.
Yes.
For tomorrow.
Here we go.
Louie the Lip on Inner Sight.
And here he is.
Hi, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Inner Sight with Louie Rivera on the telephone.
Yeah.
I love it.
Welcome, Louie. So,
hi, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you?
My name is Louie Rivera, Rosanna Dana for Friday night's promo.
Yeah. You ready for tomorrow night?
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of laughter and we're perpetrating and Rosanna Dana and the swab and whatever.
And whatever.
You were that Rosanna Dana.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're in love with her.
I think he is.
All right.
Yeah.
So, give them the time and station tomorrow night. Go ahead.
All right, and gentlemen, my name is Rosanna Rosanna. Tune in tomorrow night from 8 to 9 o'clock in the p.m. It's for Inner Sight's Frolics. We're going to have a great time with the bathroom and the swab and Jerry and the late Pat Cooper. We'll tell them about everything, flirting with ladies and Connie, Chrissy, Story, and a lot of female ladies going to be there, too, and interviewing.
Hey, what happened with Connie and Chrissy? Are they still on?
No, it's only Connie by herself. Only Connie got his own show.
What happened to Chrissy?
I that's my favorite show a year ago. I watched that.
Yeah, you don't know why she's not on. I hope she's all right.
Yeah, me
too. The show called all Date right, Night so. With Connie and Chrissy. Now we got Connie got her own show.
All right.
Maybe
they're
caught. So tomorrow night, Lou. Tomorrow night,
guys.
I want you to sing a good song about a horse.
horsey.
Yeah. A caballo.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's a
that's
cow.
Not a horse.
Yeah. No, it's a horse.
Huh?
No.
You know all right. Better than that.
A horse that looks like a cow.
That's right.
No, a horse goes, ruff, 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 ruff.
No, that's a dog.
That's a horse.
That's right.
No, wrong. The horse goes meow, meow.
The cat, man.
All
I
right.
Know.
That's a cat horse.
Yeah.
wait a minute. Right, the dog goes. No, the dog goes.
Oh, even better. Okay, Lou. You outdone yourself.
I'll get it right, Suzanne.
Yeah, you will.
We'll play a game tomorrow night. Animal imitations.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
yeah.
What animal?
Dog go woof, 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 woof.
Well, that's an easy one.
That's the obvious one.
And the cat goes meow, 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 meow.
That sounds like a commercial. Meow Mix.
Hey, Frank, remember that old Meow Mix commercial?
No, what was that, for cat food? You never heard that one. Where is that from?
You never heard that one? I mean, Frank.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Supposed to be the engineer.
It's Meow Mix.
Lou. Hey,
yeah.
Lou, I never heard that. What kind of commercial is that?
Meow Mix is for cats.
Oh, for cats. All right. That's what I thought.
Marina's Meow Mix.
Well, tomorrow night, you can do that one.
Yeah.
Make believe
my
cat. How
about my cat's bigger than your cat? My cat's better than yours. My cat's better than he likes cat erasure. My cat's better than yours. My horse better than your horse. My horse better than yours. My horse, baby, he likes calories, and my horse better than yours.
All right. Save that for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Louie, we got to go. We got to go on with the show. Let's clear the board.
Okay, I love you guys.
Okay.
I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, Lou.
Yeah. So... You know, in talking about this situation where you have funds available and those funds are not administered in the right way, causes many, many people to have mental stress because they don't have what they need. They can't get what they need. How many people, because of this, because of the fact that the money is controlled by the government and unavailable from the agencies, how many people, because of that, wind up in nursing homes because they don't want to deal with it? They're tired of dealing with it, of fighting with these agencies and trying to get the simple things that they need. You know, the government, I believe, has all this planned out, you know.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
everything they do is set up to try to get you into a situation where you're going to go into a nursing home. Think about it.
Oh,
all the
yeah.
doctors and nurses that people have to see who are disabled. What do you think that's about? That's about controlling you.
Yeah.
About using you and controlling you to try to get you put into a nursing home. Now, one of the ways that people can protect themselves is affiliating themselves with Inner Sight, because they know that we will do everything we can to publicize what's going on. See, the other agencies cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're on contract. But we can, and we have, and we will continue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, believe me, just take a look at our petition. See what it says. The first sentence on there is how people die in nursing homes.
Thanks.
It's the truth. So that, to me, and to Inner Sight, is the solution that we work toward. To change this idea of control in our lives. Because nobody to have to go through that. And nobody does, only us. Only the disabled. Yeah. I don't know of any other where money is available and you can't access it, even though it's supposed to be there to help you. You know, because it's controlled by the system, the way the system is set up. So sign our petition. We got two up there. One from the service dog issues and one from the nursing home. Change.org. Search it out. Sign it. All right. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. And evidently, many, many more people are starting to listen to us, which is good. And I'm sure that they have a reason why they're listening to us. The things that we say when they tune in inner sight, they're certainly not getting the usual rhetoric that they get on many, many other shows, you know, referrals and go mm-hmm. here, go there, go here. We don't do that.
Nope.
We do exposure rather than referrals.
That's true.
We expose what's going on and tell the way it is and tell the way it should be. That's the difference between Inner Sight and all these other agencies. We stirred up people with the Day for Milton in such a way that we made them come to that celebration because we exposed what happened. And we're continuing to expose what happened. We put it out there. And we reminded people, you know, some time back, Michelle told me that somebody put up, she said the school actually, put up on the Facebook, stop talking about Milton.
Oh, wow.
Hell no. Inner Sight mm-hmm. will never stop talking about Milton. Try and stop us, you son of a bitch.
That's right.
Answer to them. They haven't got the guts and they wouldn't dare. Because they know that we're right. They know it too. That mm-hmm. makes it worse. Mm-hmm. I have it on personal account from witnesses that they know that Inner Sight is right.
Oh, yeah.
So this is what we're about. This is why people listen to us. They listen to us for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
We got 300 new listeners for mm-hmm. a reason. Because they believe in what we're saying, and they know it's right, and they want it. They want it. Who doesn't want mm-hmm. the money to stay out of a damn-ass nursing home?
Right.
Money that's owed to us. Money that belongs with us. So that's Inner Sight. And that's what we work toward. And that's why we're up in the top 10 shows with the disabled.
That's
I wonder
right.
if we went any higher. We were number 3.
Right? That'd be
what's
nice.
That thing? What's that thing called? Spot something? What
feed.
The hell is it called?
No, Feed Spot. You go to their website and then hopefully... Yeah, I will. Hold on.
See what it says. Feed Spot.
Mm-hmm.
If you go there, you'll see the shows listed. Let's see where we are on the Feed Spot. And not to say that we're the best or that we're bragging. No. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that we want our lives the way we want them, not the way some agency wants them or the government. We want them the way we want them. And people have a right to choose, don't they? Now, when you're disabled, you don't. You know, you got to go where they tell you to go. You got to go where that card is good. You know, you got to go with the agencies who take away your home health aid when you go into a damn hospital room or a nursing home. You got to go with that. You know, people who demonstrate hatred toward you. They put you in a nursing home, which is horrible enough. Then they take away your home health aid. That's hatred in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to go with that. You have no control over that, even though the money is there for that aid. You still got to be subject to that kind of a situation. And your life is more at risk because of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have your home health aid to help you in that nursing home. Your life is much more in danger than it would be if you had the aid. And the government knows that. They know that. And even where they don't have to spend an idea where they don't have to spend more money to remedy it, they still won't do anything about it. Now that's hatred.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, there we are.
20 best podcasts for the disabled in 2023. And different people seem to get the first two spots, but we're still in third. So we're ranking it.
Third place.
Yep.
Now, why do they get first and second? They have more listeners than us, or they don't tell you why, right?
Hold on. Let me see. That's what I was looking about.
What's the measurement?
They only have one episode a week on one of them, and the other one, maybe it's criteria, Frank. In other words, the one where it says disability matters, they're also one episode per week. But where, why'd they put this? Four episodes per week? Maybe one time, I don't know, but we're usually, you know, more than that. Oh, we beat one that was always up there. That's cool. Six episodes per week.
You're not answering my question. I want to know why the top two, do they have more listeners than we have?
Yeah, they also have active bloggers, podcasters, YouTube, and Instagram influencers, 1,500 niche categories, meaning we have the podcast, you know, the regular podcast, and then they go deeper into what, you know, I guess disability means and stuff like that. That's the only thing I can think of.
Well, because we don't have the help that we need is what holds us back.
Correct.
We don't have that kind of help. They obviously do have
more than one person.
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know if they're funded by the government. You know, I doubt very much if they can promote turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. I wouldn't think they would be able to do that. But of course, you never know. But anyway, number three, and we'll take it for now. People hearing us.
Oh, we passed
too,
Frank.
Obviously, people obviously wanting the things that we are talking about. Otherwise, they wouldn't listen to us. You know?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, Dallas up 213-816. 1650. You want to speak on the show, talking tonight about how we're controlled by the money to be there to help us. Money that belongs to us. And, of course, how much money is another story. Here's a good question. How much money is allotted to each person for their aid?
Yeah. Oh, geez.
You know, that's a question that I'd like to have the answer to. See if you can Google that. See what you get. You probably got a roundabout
answer. Yeah.
You won't get a direct answer, I bet you. How much money is available for an individual's AIDS?
Oh, wow.
No, I would word it.
Oops.
Just see what it says.
Yeah, hold on.
Of course, those people who are well off, a friend of mine who lives around here, his wife is a teacher, and he's disabled, my buddy. He's got the foggy brain situation, and now he has an aide that takes him around. So he's a retired pilot, which is a lot of money, and she's a teacher. So she has the benefits from the union that would pay this aid too, see? So they have the money, see? They have the money. And this aid, I was talking to them the other day, and I told John, my friend, the guy's name, John, I said, whatever you do, John, I said, don't let them put you in a nursing home. And the aide immediately says, no, that's why I'm here.
There you go.
See how that works?
Yeah.
Now.
It works well.
What about the person? Wait. Quiet.
Sorry.
Damn interruption.
Ugh.
What about the person who doesn't have the money and the money is available? Even though they don't have it personally, it's available. It's there. That person can go to hell and go to the nursing home, even though the money is available to help them. Because it's not, the money is not residing in an account for that person to be used to stay out of a nursing home. See, my buddy John, he's lucky. He gets about $80,000 a month.
Whoa!
And then his wife works, and she has the union benefits. Pilots make good money.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money, and then they usually retire at half salary.
I have a.
So you got the money. Stay out of a nursing home. What?
I have your answer.
What'd they say?
Okay. This is coming straight from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They're talking about their pay, their median annual wage for home health and personal care aides was for 2022. Oh, I'm sorry, 2021 May. It was, let's see. $29,430. That's the mean in the USA. So some areas are less, some areas are more, and it averages out to be $29,430.
For the individual aid?
Yep.
All right, almost $30,000, right? Person had $30,000, let's say, in their account. They could pay for their own aid.
That's right.
Make a deal with the aid. you know. And then, of course, with our ideas, it would be even better. Because the agencies can raise money to help. So that could go up.
Yeah, it can.
I mean, if the agencies could raise $5,000 for each person, then they'd have $35,000.
That'd be nice. Or even 40 if they did it in the right way.
So it proved what we're saying right here tonight. The money is there.
$30,000.
Wow. Right? Now,
I have another answer. When you're done.
What do you mean another answer? Different figure?
Well, hang on. The reason why I calculated something, and I calculated my monthly amount of what I get on disability, and I times that by, you know, the amount of weeks within the year, and I got, well, not the weeks, I'm sorry, 12 months, because that's what you get in a year. It is $27,600. No matter what,
I'm talking about the money that's there for the aid. I'm not talking about the person.
Oh, okay. But you couldn't pay it on your own. Yeah, I see.
So,
okay.
Point is, the money is there. It's not being used in the right way. And I strongly suspect that a lot of that $30,000 goes for administrative purposes.
Yes.
Which means it doesn't go.
I agree with that.
Doesn't go to supply the aid. It's being used for other purposes. All right, Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a lot of fun tomorrow night. We're going to have a philosopher will be in here. Jimmy Dinigan will be here. Give you one of Jimmy Dinigan with Fool is Out. Tell you about that.
And we're going to meet more. You better not come to school tomorrow.
Jimmy, sit, why not?
They're going to wreck your school. Tomorrow. And you better keep all the blind people in the classroom. They're gonna make a big mess in the school. School is over.
Shut up, Jimmy. Get out of here. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the front Frolics. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number. Sorry I yelled at you, you stupid idiot. I mean,
Hey! It's okay.
All right, goodbye, world. Thank you, Lorraine. Thank everybody. Thank you, the new 300 people.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Inner Sight. Means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Lorraine.